Welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. It's my first live stream for my guide, which is all about Orlando. Now, I wonder if you're about to set off and you're at the airport with your tickets ready to go surely to one of the most exciting places in the world. If you are, I hope you have a safe and fantastic time. And today we're going to talk about, well, first of all, we'll do a quick weather report. And then we're going to go on to things you can do when you visit Orlando that might not just necessarily be just visiting theme parks, but other things that are some fantastic to visit. Things like basketball games, Kennedy Space Center, and much, much more. So that is coming up in the next 20 minutes on Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. And if you would like to follow us, you can do that on our Facebook page, which is Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. And you can ask questions there, and we will do our best to answer them. So let's go with the weather report. Now, I'm using the 14-day guide here, which is just coming up just now. It's looking like it's going to be thunderstorms earlier on, but I will make sure that we go through things exactly as to how they are. This is from the Weather Network. It's a very good 14-day weather report. So if you're sitting in the airport, or perhaps if you've got internet on your flight, you can hear exactly what's happening before you get there. And this is going to be as of the 8th, which is Tuesday the 8th of October, which is tomorrow, looking at 31 degrees with the strong, strong possibility of rain and thunder. And that's pretty much where it's going to be on Tuesday, Wednesday, lighting up slightly on Thursday. It's still pretty hot. It's 30 degrees and pretty much between 30 and 31 for the rest of the week. But it does get better towards the weekend with it's sunny with a little bit of cloud, but it looks pretty good. To get an idea of what the temperature will feel like, it's actually going to look like about 36 degrees. So it's going to be pretty warm. It's pretty humid. And at nighttime, you're looking at about 24 degrees for Tuesday and Wednesday, and then gradually coming down to about 20 degrees for Saturday and through the weekend. The wind is varying greatly, not to be taken in the wrong direction. Today for Tuesday, it's 30 miles an hour, and it's of a northeasterly direction. Now let's go for the next 7 days. Again, it's around about 31 degrees. It's sunny with a bit of cloud, and it looks like it's going to be that pretty much for the second week as well, going right up to the 21st of October. Certainly from pictures I've seen in Orlando over the last few days, it's been kind of muggy and quite warm with the odd bit of rain as well. But certainly it's maybe a little bit cooler than it has been in the summer, because it was pretty hot if you were visiting earlier in the year. But we're looking at around about 30 degrees for the second week. So that's from the 15th of October right the way through to around about the 22nd of October. And of course, with Orlando, it's quite likely that at some point in the day, you might well get a rain shower. So always take one of those little light raincoats just in case. Although you do tend to dry up quite quickly. But if you get too wet and you get back in your car, you will find it steams up and you can't see anything. So it's probably a good idea to make sure you take a change of clothing so you're not like a wet sponge if you're about to head off somewhere. So there you have it. That's the 2-week weekly or bi-weekly forecast for you. And let's get on to the kind of things you can do in Orlando. Now, one of my favourite things is the helicopter tours. And these actually start off roughly from about £31 per adult. And there's lots of reviews. You can go on TripAdvisor and things like that. There's plenty of places that you can go to get them. Now, they're on International Drive. It used to be next to the Rosen Center Hotel. Not the big one with the 13-story block, but the Rosen Center. And it's the Plaza, I think it is. But there's plenty available from International Drive area. And really, you can get them from around about £30. Now, there might be daily deals if you just turn up. You'll be able to just go straight on. We found that when we did it, we didn't have to wait very long at all. But the great thing about going on a helicopter in Orlando is that you just get a fantastic view, and you're able to see exactly what's happening as you're going along. You know, all the buildings are quite flat. There's not an awful lot of high rise, but you will see, of course, the Orlando Eye and lots of the new developments that they've built there. And it's pretty good fun. And as long as you don't get kind of airsick, you'll have a fantastic time. It's almost like a little kind of theme park ride by itself. It's great fun when you go on and you can see all these things. You can take pictures, you can speak to the pilot. In fact, I know enough people to get engaged on helicopters before. So it's lots of fun, can be quite romantic. And it's something that you can do very easily in Orlando. Now, you may be thinking, what else is a great thing to do in Orlando? Well, there's all sorts of concerts and shows. It's not just a matter of theme parks. To give you an idea, I just clicked on here onto the TripAdvisor. We have, there's like Nick Parler's Tricks. Now, this is 207 reviews and 5 stars. It's family friendly, I think it's funny and entertaining, and it's a great way to start off your evening or as an add-on to a sleuth mystery dinner. Let's see what it says exactly about this event. Now, Parlor Tricks is an hour-long family-friendly illusion show for audiences that demand their magic cutting-edge and up-close. The show is presented Saturdays and at the Holiday Inn Resort Orlando Suites and Water Park. And the shows are on at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Now, so obviously today being Monday, it's not open today. Now, attendees must be a guest at the resort or purchase a ticket online in advance. So there's something there that you could do that you may not have thought of. And that's on, it's 14,500 Continental Gateway Drive, Orlando, Florida. And there is a website that you can go on. I would suggest going on to TripAdvisor and you can see the exact details there. But it gets a very, very good review, and it could be something that's quite interesting, something a little bit different. Now, there's all sorts of festivals as well in Orlando, and it's great fun to see exactly what they can do. And obviously, there's so many live shows, you can barely count how many you could go to. But there is one which is quite appropriate for the time, because recently Disney launched a new Lion King movie, and this is called the Festival of the Lion King, and it's at Walt Disney World. Now, this has already over 518 reviews, and again, gets 5 stars. So it could well be definitely a family fun day out for fun. Let's see exactly what it's saying. Well, the Lion King Festival features acrobats, colourful costumes and dance routines, songs from the Broadway musical and the animated movie. And there's plenty of audience participation, but it's all packed into just 30 minutes. So if you're at Walt Disneyland, that could be something that could be really great fun to go and see. Now, going on to Universal Studios, this is one of the features that's been around a long, long time. It's called the Blue Man Group Show, and it's at Universal Orlando. Now, I think that's the City Walk. Now, here you are. It roughly costs about £52, that's the from, and that's based on 2 travellers. So it's roughly £52.75 per person. Now, this is quite a thing. It's, here we are. It says here, do you dare to live in full colour? Well, the Blue Man Group at Universal Orlando Resort is part comedy, theatre, rock concert and dance party all rolled into one. This wildly popular phenomenon delivers an unforgettable multi-sensory experience and will be an outrageous evening of entertainment you'll never forget. It's stunningly visual, hysterically funny, wildly inventive and interactive. The Blue Man Group will keep the whole family entertained. Now, the good thing is it's suitable for kids as well. And similarly, the kids will love the colour and the music, and adults will enjoy the humour and social commentary. Plus, the pulsating new finale features an original Blue Man Group music score that will have you jumping to your feet. Similarly, over 35 million people have seen this worldwide, and you can choose different types of seating, see, and a whole bunch of other bits and pieces too. So that's the Blue Man Group show. Now, everyone I've spoken to who have seen this says it is actually very good and definitely worth a trip. And if you're at Universal Studios, it's worth a go. Why not? There are so many things to see and do, but that is one I would certainly recommend. Now, you have things like comedy laboratories, you have illuminations, reflections of Earth. There's all sorts of things that you can see. So let's have a little look around. I'm looking down my file here to see exactly what is available. Now, this is something I wasn't expecting. How about the Orlando Shakespeare Theatre? Well, The Orlando Shakes itself is also a great venue for local and travelling theatre companies to have a variety of concerts, plays and educational workshops for anyone learning the arts of theatre. Let's have a look at this. This could be quite an interesting day out. Now, they've done things like Evita. It's all mainly, they also do focus on Shakespeare theatre, and it can be classic and contemporary with children's plays as well. Let's see. It says here, how about a review for this? Not a bad seat in the house. Now, we went to see Orlando, since the Shakespeare theatre of Evita last weekend. And what can I say beside, wow, amazing talent and great production. It was our first experience with this theatre and we were so impressed by the production and the sheer talent of the cast. I'm hard of hearing, so I'm always having to find seats in the front of productions so I can hear and see and lip read as much as possible. Not only did they have special devices for people like me, but I didn't even need to use it. The performers all wore microphones and it was easier for me to hear and added so much to my enjoyment. We'll be there for many more productions. It was worth the trip over. So if you suffer from hard hearing or hard of hearing, then that could be the thing for you. It certainly sounds like it is a very, very good venue and good productions. They've also done things like A Christmas Carol. Perfect if you're going to be visiting Orlando in December. Again, a very, very good review. Wonderful British accent. So it's the kind of thing that you would expect. The Americans can lap this up and they do it rather well. So let's have a look at what else is available for people who are other than thespians and want that kind of thing. Now, we have the Rock Dinner Show. You might be asking, what exactly is that? Well, the idea for Rock Dinner Show was born when a group of amazing people saw that Orlando guests and locals were craving for a fresh new experience. So we decided to prepare a Las Vegas-style show and add a cup of rock and roll to it, and then sprinkle world class. But that wasn't enough. So we hired some of the ace of chefs to prepare food a la carte for each one of our guests. And now that's a real cherry on top. So the finished product stands tall right in the heart of International Drive and is open for everyone to enjoy. So it's a kind of rock and roll evening with food and drink and entertainment. And it does, on the whole, get a pretty good review. 4.5 stars on TripAdvisor is the main kind of rating, the average rating. And roughly, if you're just going to go to the show, it's roughly from about £32.94. But obviously that's the from price, so it might be a little bit more than that, depending on what you're doing. Let's see now. How about if you are back at Walt Disney and you want something slightly different? There's a thing called Jelly Rolls. Now this sounds like something for the kids. This is at Disney's Boardwalk area at Walt Disney World Resort, and it's a lively piano bar with dueling pianos and audience sing-alongs for guests 21 years and older. So sorry about that, it's not for the kids. Let the good times roll at Jelly Rolls and raise a glass each night, and you can sing along. Let's see, you can sing along with the jelly, the rollicking music of the two piano maestros playing your favourite tunes. It says no request is too obscure, no artist beyond mimicry, and these guys can play pretty much anything. So try to stump them for the time of your life, tickling twice the liveries at Jelly Rolls they raised. Now, it has also a mirrored stage which enhances all the light show, and the pianist take turns dazzling the audience with their astonishing repertoire. Well, it's certainly full of lots of adjectives to try and describe how good this event is, but it looks like it could be quite a fun event and would be worth going, especially if you're there with adults and you just want to have something a little bit different. Now, here we are. I would also recommend going to The Point, which is on International Drive. There's lots of great restaurants and wonderful Italian restaurants. And then you've got a massive cinema as well. So if it is a bit wet and it's raining, you want to keep dry, you can go to the cinema and you can get the latest American movie or Hollywood blockbuster and enjoy that with popcorn and family and friends and see how you get on. And of course, on International Drive, that's where everything happens. You can have a walk on the road. You can see the Orlando Eye. There's a great amusement centre as well, just next, right next door to that. Plus, there's Madame Tussauds. There's a waxworks. There's a kind of aquarium and Legoland type thing as well that you can do there. So there's an awful lot. The list is endless as to what is available on International Drive and that part of Orlando. But if you're slightly south of Orlando and you're perhaps in Kissimmee, then I would also recommend going to Old Town Kissimmee, because it's a great night out. And normally in the evening, most evenings, they have people coming along with their great classic American cars. So you've got lots of V8s and lovely sounding cars to watch as they come in, and you can speak to the owners. In fact, in most cases, they'll let you sit in their cars and have a great chat, and you can take photographs and videos. It's a brilliant way to spend an evening. Plus, there's lots of old style go-karting and all the kind of fun thing that you would see in an American Hollywood movie from the 80s and 90s. You can basically have a go along with the latest rides, and some of them are incredible. There's kind of loop-the-loop rides where they kind of spring you off like a catapult and about 200 meters into the air. You certainly won't miss that when you see it on as you come along the 192 coming into Kissimmee. It's quite a spectacular thing to witness, but also it's quite a good deal. If you just want to have a little walk around, it doesn't cost you anything apart from the parking. And if you live in, or if you're staying at Regal Oaks, which is definitely worthwhile, it's a very, very, very good place to stay. Lots of good townhouses available. You can just leave your car there and you can simply walk around to Old Town Kissimmee and you can enjoy all of the entertainment. There's restaurants, there's shops, and it's really a nice day out, whether it be during the day or when it comes alive at nighttime. There's plenty to do. So there you have it. That is our first live stream. It's just going to be about 15 to 20 minutes today. But thank you very much for listening. Remember, if you've got questions or you would like to ask any particulars, we'll do our best to give you specific advice on your questions about Orlando. You can ask your questions on our Facebook page, which is Hattricks Orlando Holiday Guide. Feel free to do that. Plus, if you go to my website, which is www.hughhattrick.com, and the links are on the Facebook page as well, you can buy my 52-page step-by-step Orlando Guide. You can have it in a printed copy for just £5.50, including postage to UK residents. Or if you want to get it on iBooks or on Kindle, it's just £3.99 in pounds. It's a little bit more in dollars. But we hope you have a fantastic holiday in Orlando. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll speak to you next week. Take care. Bye just now.